Ian's Yellow Field, Bonneville, Pontiac, Saucon, Lakeland Connect, your first intermission here. Michael Menzies, thrown alongside head coach Chad Mercier. Is Boston one of your favorite classic rock albums by chance?
I'm not even sure what songs they have. Luke Combs, though, would be up there.
Well, this is Peace of Mind, of course, from their self-titled debut, Boston. But for your team, you need more than a feeling tonight, perhaps, in trying to find a way to get that elusive 2 points. I thought you were the better team last night, controlled the play, certainly down the stretch, but were not rewarded. And is it harder when things aren't going well, you play the right way and then are not rewarded?
Well, we're obviously you got to play the right way. We just got to find a way tonight. At the end of the day, we've got to put all this aside and everything that's gone on, and you know, we know the way we need to play to have success. We just got to be more determined, and at the end of the day, be 100% in and taking 2 points out of this rink. And that's where we got to be, from coaches to players. And it's time we take that step.
Yeah, I mean, I know you guys spent some time today, you know, not focusing on you got the scavenger hunt going around and doing some different stuff. And I'm sure, you know, you just don't want to be dwelling and dooming and glooming, you know, that isn't going to help, is it?
Not at all. At the end of the day, the game is tough. The game challenges you. It's, you know, it was easy to win. Everybody would do it, and they would have, you know, the whole league would be champions. And so we're not going to feel sorry for ourselves in what the game requires from us. But we are going to take a step and again, just get that much more determined here tonight. And in our mindset, in our approach, and we got to be that in the moment. It's easy to say it before, and it's easy to look back and say shoulda, coulda, woulda. We've just got to make sure that we got one thing in mind, and it's play the way we need to come out of here with 2 points.
Yeah, let's take a look at the lineup here a little bit more specifically, because you're trying some different combinations here. Pendy with Lucien Whitehead. Whitehead going in on that right wing. Harrison will then slot down with Kinneburn, Knorr, Barr with Cosentino and Ashowski, and then the interchange of the right wingers is what we see, with Peterson then playing with Emi and Demers in for Wentz and Sandu. Defensively the same, and then a switch in goaltending. You know, again, the combinations were good last night, but that final piece of just getting a goal, I'm sure, is what you're looking at from these groupings.
Well, that's, at the end of the day, we got to get some results in that area. And again, I thought lines created. I thought the Kinneburg line really created and had some tenacity on the forecheck and created some offense. We're hoping with moving Gavin Harrison, the way he's been playing down with those guys, or with those guys, not down, but with those guys, he can help drive some offense and help those guys out. And then the tenacity of Brady Whitehead of getting in on pucks and creating turnovers and getting to some areas can help Lucien Pendy, get going offensively also. And then, Brent Oshowski's played very well throughout. We put him with some older guys again now and some size, and see if we can cycle some pucks and get some zone time and wear them down in their D. They like to attack offensively. We want to play in their zone, and so give those guys a chance to go to work that way.
Your goaltending's been spectacular lately. I mean, if you look at the last seven games, it's at a 936 overall. And that's a combination of both Ben Lorette, who was in and has had good recent starts, and Nathan Salisbury. I thought Salisbury, although not challenged a lot the last time played Canmore, had a few of those big-time saves. You go back with Sal's tonight. What you're thinking there?
Well, it's back-to-back nights. We got 3 and 2.5 days. So both guys are going, and so it allows, you know, Ben not to have to play back-to-back, which I think is a real bonus. And if I look at our goals against since Christmas, I think I did the math. You take the empty netters out of there where we don't have a goalie in, and I believe it was 275 or 285. We have that where we want it. That's where we want it to be kind of all year. At the end of the day, we've got to be more determined to score. Part of that's going to be go to work 5-on-5, create some more power play opportunities with our second and third effort. And then, again, when we get on the power play, get that mindset, we're not going to be denied.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. Your team is 11th in terms of total power play opportunities this year, and you're going to play a team who's first in power play opportunities. Mind you, Canmore, I think, has been first in power play opportunities since time immemorial. So that's kind of a trend. With that said, is there something to it where, is there something you can do to get more of those power play chances?
Well, I know one thing. I've been around the game long enough that you can't control what the refs see and what the refs call. So at the end of the day, the message for us is, yeah, at times we got to keep our feet moving through checks. We got to drive certain areas. We got to be harder, right, in holding on to pucks at times when we got steps on guys versus throwing it away and force them to, you know, give us a hold or a hook and fight through that stuff. Sometimes when your feet stop, you know, refs don't view that as penalties. So those are some areas that we need to be just a little bit better at.
Yeah, and your discipline should be commended. I mean, you were not shorthanded last night either. When you saw this team a couple weeks ago, it was a strange game in a unique location, and your team came out ready. Canmore did not. I'm sure we're going to see a different Canmore team, and that's going to be the message to your group is, hey, these Eagles are waiting to get back one on you.
100%. You look at what they've done since that game, and, you know, I thought we played an extremely well game. We deserved the win, you know, but we also didn't see their best. There's no doubt about that, and that happens at times. But today's about today. Whatever's happened in the past, whatever's going to happen tomorrow. Our singular mindset, like you say, we got away from it this morning, had a good meeting, had a good, scavenger hunt, team building thing, but today she's all about business and we're going to get after it today.
Yeah, we'll see if we can put another dime in the jukebox and get 2 points tonight, Coach. Thanks so much.
Great, thanks.